For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're really narrowing down. Look who's left. Who fits the Lions? That's the question. I mean, I think Cooper DeJean somewhat reminds me, like when I watch him on film, he reminds me a lot of the way that Witherspoon just jumped off with his explosive play when I watched his highlights last year. So maybe that. I don't know. He seems like a hard-nosed player, but it's just so hard to know.
Who is the trade to?
Graham is still there, too. Harry and Arnold. I know
the Lions are on the clock, baby. The Lions have traded up.
Oh my God.
What? The Lions traded up?
Brad, what did you do? Grant Barton. I bet it's Grant Barton. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. This is exciting.
What are they going for here?
Brad.
Big Art.
It's going to be Brad.
Oh, nice roar. Nice roar.
Oh, well, this will be interesting.
Jimmy Cooper.
Jimmy Cooper.
Oh my God.
Adrian Cooper.
Cooper DeJean. Wait, this is going to be real. Oh my God. What's going on here? This is exciting now.
This just got real, boys.
This just got real.
And look at Brad. Look at freaking Brad. Like, I had a feeling, at least some, I mean, I've had so many feelings, so I'm not going to act like I'm some prophet or anything, but like, I had a feeling he wasn't going to sit still. But like, this is what he does.
Yeah, don't tell us. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Is it Grant Barton?
And Brad, we trust.
And Brad, we trust, baby.
I bet we also did a pretty good job in the resources traded. I
can't believe they traded up. I didn't think they'd do it.
I can't either.
I can. You know, if they see their guy, and who is their guy? I think it's got to be Graham at this point.
It could be Cooper too. So
or Cooper. Oh man, it's so hard to tell, but it's so exciting.
This is so exciting. Oh my God, this just got real, folks.
Thank you.
Which one of us three wants to announce it?
Well, wait. Is it
go ahead. You do
Nosy?
It.
Nosy. All right, tell us. See.
I don't know yet. I just.
Oh Jesus Christ! Why do you say that?
It's coming right here though. So
first person.
Oh
to know,
my God, a lion. And they're hugging each other. They're slapping their hands.
Of course they are.
In the war room. Hugging Sheila.
Okay, I'll read it back, KJ. So Lions trade up. And what are they? 73 and 29. Okay, so we give up our third rounder.
Oh, man.
The seventh.
Okay.
They must really like
it. And we got back at seven.
Look at that. Brad always does that. He don't just give up. Well, he always gets a little bit something extra back just to make sure.
This is taking forever.
They must really like whoever this is, man. They must really like it.
You know they do. You know they would.
They traded up for
him. Oh, come on, baby.
And we still get our second round pick tomorrow, at least.
Yeah.
We'll probably trade back into the third anyway. Who is it going to be?
I'm a little surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised in the fact that they did it because you never know what to expect from Brad, but I would have bet they would move down instead of up.
Me too.
I honestly felt like it was all very equally possible depending on how it felt. Brad has even said it. He would trade up for his guy, and he's done it before.
I think it's Cooper DeJean.
I think
guess.
You might be right. I kind of agree.
I don't know why. I think Bob, fuck off.
Sorry. I mean, texts are popping up. He's a pick is in. I thought he was about to say who it was.
I don't want to know who yet. I don't want to wait.
I know.
I'm not looking at any texts. I'm not
but
looking
who's
at
gonna tell us. When do, like, who's
gonna I'll announce it. I'll announce it.
Okay.
If one of us is ahead,
I'll just.
Yeah, just give us a chance. Give us the buffer.
Wait.
But they're doing a whole talk before.
Oh, jeez, of course they are.
Goodell's not up.
Highway robbery of like.
I'm not looking at our comments either. I gotta turn off the comments or close the comments.
That's what like my chat thread popped up on my screen. Bob's like, picks in.
I'm not looking at it. Not looking at it.
What are they talking about now? You got a bunch of girls, high school kids up there.
Flag football, the NFL runs.
It's just the NFL patting themselves on the back, and we have to watch it because that's what we have to do in order to see our pick.
Hey, flag football is going to be an Olympic sport, you know that?
That's right. Wait, it is?
I think so.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know why you do the boring, non-violent version of football as an Olympic sport, but whatever.
Well, if they keep making rules the way they're doing, it's going to be flag anyway pretty soon. So.
Good composure with
the. Come on, Ellie, give us some good.
Here we go. Save it live.
Here we go.
Is she going to read it?
Wow, they did go cornerback.
Say it, Z.
Terrion Arnold out of Alabama.
Wow.
Oh.
Honestly, like most people thought he wouldn't even be near us. Like he was one of the top considered in the whole draft.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, a lot of people are going to be really happy. I didn't pay too much attention because I just didn't think he was someone going to reach us. Oh, a number one at. Is he number one? What number is he?
Here we go. And he's got the whole city of Detroit right there to welcome him immediately. So
yeah, right.
Yeah, well, Kool-Aid was not the pick and obviously was never going to be the pick.
Nope.
This guy's This guy's a player.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so
I honestly have not watched as much of his tape, unfortunately. So, but, I mean, you're getting hopefully a number one cornerback here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And the thing is, he doesn't have to start right away. Like
right, exactly. That's the big thing. He has time to develop, which is what the Lions.
Wow. Do well.
Although the cornerback history, that's why Brad Holmes was pumped. He's wanted his cornerback. So.
True.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting pick.
I honestly didn't look.
So
at
there you go. The Lions trade away their third rounder and, of course, their 21st to move up. Four spots to get Terrion Arnold, who I think they thought the Packers would go after because the Packers need a quarterback.
Hey, I will say, if it wasn't Brad Holmes doing this, I'd be like, because honestly, I didn't even know much about the guy.
On one of the big boards I'm looking at, he was the 11th ranked player on the big board.
Thought he was right there with Quinion. Like it was going to be.
He is right there with Quinion, right there with him.
That's what. Yeah. So
the
I
Athletic
mean,
had Jalen Johnson as his comp. Which is pretty good. So, the
he's
Lions.
A 4-5,
I've been a lot of draft, but a lot of draft experts or whatever, like you know, the people that study this film for a living, will say that the Lions got a steal here.
Marshawn Lattimore is the NFL comp on NFL.com. That's even better.
6 foot 189, 4'5", 40. I'm reading some of the positives. Smooth athlete with fluid hips and movement skills. Has twitch and explosiveness to drive out of breaks. Able to quickly sink his hips. You got to be able to sink your hips in the NFL. You know what I mean? With great reactionary quickness.
Dane Brugler had him as his number one. Oldest of three children. Raised in Tallahassee, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Just reading through his thing here. A lot of offers coming out of school.
17th ranked cornerback in athleticism score, though.
Yeah, 4'5", 340.
Yeah, not impressive there. But his burst, 37-inch verticals, no joke. 10'9 broad jump, no joke. 1.54, 10-yard split. So he's got the burst. He's not a long speed guy. But he's got length, too. That nice 31 and 5'8-inch arms at 6 foot tall. Like, with that vertical, this boy was going to be able to cover some area.
So this is the short write-up on him. Overall, Arnold offers an ideal blend of cover athleticism and competitive makeup with the ball skills to make plays at every level of the field. He is scheme versatile and has the talent to work inside or outside. He can be NFL team's number one cornerback, offering a skill set similar to that of Jalen Johnson. 5 interceptions last year, first team All-American.
Kool-Aid McKinstry is more reliable and consistent than Arnold, but I think he has, but Arnold has more pure cover talent, NFC regionals.
Yeah.
Yeah. 21. Wow. Really young. Really young. 21.
I mean, but like to me, like what's so cool about Brad's process is like by the not only that they picked him, but the fact that we traded up for him, it tells me droves about his character, his mindset, like where he's at about football and like, Like, he has some elite traits, not necessarily
right.
not the fastest guy, but, like, you know he's going to fit all the right character points that, you know, are going to make him likely to succeed.
Yeah, I agree. This is our defense.
What do you think about the trade, though? What do you think about giving up a third rounder for him?
I'm mixed on it, but if they feel that strongly about him, I'm okay with it. But,
yeah,
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It makes our next pick even more interesting because our next pick's got to be a winner too. I'm guessing it's going to be O-line most likely, but I'll tell you what, our defense got better this year, man. Between the free agent signings we made this year and now this draft pick, our secondary will be something to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
And our defensive line will be something. Our defense will be reckoned with. We got faster, we got stronger, we got better on every level. And that, along with our offense, oh, my God. Wow. Yeah,
no,
we got
this
better.
Is exciting. I mean, add this to the free agency additions, and, geez, like, our secondary is looking like something that's going to be potentially special. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I feel like this, the difference between like Bob Quinn and them is they would have picked him at like 3.
Yeah. Like, I know.
Like, we got him at 24. Like, I feel perfectly fine with like some of the limited traits. Like, we're not picking a top 10 pick. This is late first round, perfectly acceptable range of talent. Like, this kid's a player too. Like, and you know, the kid loves football.
It's so interesting because he was not like on my radar big. You know, big
yeah, no. Well, largely because no one thought he'd be available.
Yeah, you're right. And I think all that heavy offense early in the draft let these guys drop further. So I think that might have helped us out a lot here.
Was he corner number 2 to go after Quinion?
He was, I believe, on a lot of big boards. He was the number 2 right behind Quinion. I mean, right
in the draft.
A lot of people's big boards have number 1.
Oh, yeah, so Quinion and then us. Well,
The Lions draft, by the way, so they have a second rounder and then a 5th, 6th, 6th, and a 7th. Two 7ths now, I should say. Rather.
Their day's going to be rough.
Wait, say that one more time, please.
So they have a second rounder, but nothing then till the 5th round after that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
A 5th, 2 6ths, and 2 7ths.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.